Okay, well, I did figure it out. Hey, man, good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. I pray that everyone rested well last night. I have been up since about 3:30 this morning trying to rectify our line situation. And by the grace of God, thank you for all of you that chimed in on the post. Simply asking for help. I went ahead and took care of the fees. And hopefully, you know, for those that said they would help, you will do so. If we know nothing else, Jehovah Jireh, amen. He will always provide, even when we don't get it. So I just took my big step forward and took it upon myself to go ahead and get things started. I did not realize when I posted the banner that it did not have the access code, so you should be able to look at the banner itself. I'll update it right now. So, Kedra, for those that you sent a group message to, they'll still be able to have access to it in just a moment. Once again, thanking God and Bubbly and all those who have back-end information for the board itself, I will inbox you the detailed information so that you can have the moderator code. For now, we will have still a couple of lines going until we get everything streamlined and we convert over totally. We want to stay in the vein of both lines just to ensure that we to get everybody on board that wants to be online. Amen. All right. So that banner information is now updated. So once again, for those that shared it openly, thank you. And hopefully for those that have a desire to jump online, they'll be able to do so effectively. And you can also download the app for the new program. In the App Store. So just FYI, you will be able to do that. Amen. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and go into the declaration for today. And I didn't really give it a title, but the Lord had put a specific scripture in my spirit. And it was in the times where Paul wrote to the church, and he told the church how to live and gave insight and information on conflict resolution, marriage, singleness, divorce, the resurrection. There was clarity there. And this particular passage of scripture, oh, and also I'm super excited because in the app on the new call feature, you'll actually be able to get the scriptures in context. So I'm going to be asking that those that deliver declarations, and this is not a mandate, but always keep in mind that this is training ground. I thank God for Paul and his life and all that he experienced so that we could operate in the fullness of joy in and through Christ Jesus. And so I'm going to I'm going to give a different perspective of the resurrection explanation that Paul gives. But I'm also going to talk about our positioning, our stance, our understanding and interpretation of what our responsibility is as kingdom builders, as Christians, as believers, that we have a very distinctive responsibility to operate in and through the will and word of God for our lives. So I'm going to read a little bit today. Once again, it's 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and I'm going to read down a little ways because I want to give you some insight from a different view. The resurrection of Christ. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he apprehended to Cephas, that he appeared to Cephas and to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living. Though some have fallen asleep. Let me say that again. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brother and sister, and at the same time, most of them who are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all of the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also as one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. And my reference text is 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, that is what I preach, and this is what you say you believe. And once again, that's 1 Corinthians 15:1-11. And I just got my title. I am who I am. I am learning that the truth is, and I say this very often.
The system has detected that this conference has a minimum number of participants and will attempt to close this conference. If you wish to remain in conference, please press any key now.
Sorry, guys. Under whatever circumstances, I have learned and am learning that if given the opportunity, people will ask you to be who you are not. People will ask you to be who you are not. And if you're not careful, if your conviction is not certain, you will find yourself drifting toward the opinion of others. I thank God for every single experience that I have. Dee Dee, an amazing job last night with spiritual schizophrenia. And I'm going to tie that in just a little bit because the truth is Paul recognized that he was not worthy. He was not anyone special. He was not... He technically didn't have a right, according to the custom and the dispensation in which he lives, to declare that Jesus was risen, nor to give direction to the church because of what he had come from. How many of you know that what the enemy thought he would use to disqualify you is the very thing that God will use and apprehend to quantify you, not because of anything other than his grace? I used to hear my grandmother say, his grace is sufficient for me. And I didn't really understand what that meant until I kept living. There are things that make me up. There is history that has established my steps and ordered my destiny and my purpose. And if cautious, if not careful, that bold who I am, has the ability to raise up. But how many of you know that not only is God's grace sufficient, but every single thing that you need, he's given you to live. The survival skills that I had to learn as a child have been more than effective in my adult life. The trauma that I experienced wore my skin and squoze the anointing out of my life that I have no bearing on, but the hand of God that's on my life. How many of you know that no matter what you've experienced, that the reality is, but by the grace of God, you are who you are and what you are. Everything about you is customized. And his grace, without question, to me, was not without effect. His grace touched our lives individually and independently, interdependently, in such a way that everything that you have gone through in life has shaped you for the people that you are assigned to on this earth. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. And again, I'm going to say, how many of you know that had it not been for God's grace, had he not seen you in your brokenness, in the elements of what we consider a failure or a plunder or a flunk, as they call it in church language, how many of you know that all of those things are compiled and they're put into an extracting place, something that will cause you to become greater and stronger and wiser and sharper and to wake up your dead areas? And even in the scripture where it talks about some of them were still alive, but some of them had fallen asleep. And a lot of times just in being who you are, the mundane day-to-day things, and if the call has become ritualistic to you, and if situations and circumstances have placed you in a mindset of go along to get along, if you're not careful, you will fool around and fall asleep. I know we talked about that once upon a time, and it can look like spiritual schizophrenia, as Dee Dee said last night. The enemy's job is to distort, to distract, and to deter. His ultimate goal is to get you so off focus that you fall asleep at the wheel. His ultimate desire is to sift you as wheat. His primary existence is all about confusion and double-mindedness, those old memories, that history, those things you tie to your losses or your tragedies in life. And he will take those things and position you so that you're so focused on those things that you forget about the main thing, and that's destiny, and that's purpose, that nothing is accidental, nothing is coincidental, nothing is happenstance, but all things, Romans 8 and 28, my scripture to live by, even when I don't get it, even when I don't understand, even when I'm frustrated, even when I'm in the middle of his will, knowing that my desire, my heart's desire is to walk with him. Do you understand that when you are walking in destiny, when you are walking in purpose, that's when the devil's hand is most active. He is the most operable when you are in the will of God. And if he isn't coming, you're not effective. You've not yet received or grabbed hold of the grace that God has placed on your life in order for you to accomplish that which he sent you for. I need you to know this morning, you are what you are, but by the grace of God, that nothing that's transpired has disqualified you. Paul was a persecutor of the church. He killed Christians. He mocked them. He scorned them simply for being who they were, that they declared the works of the Lord. Their lifestyle looked like Jesus was in them and on them. Their habitat was created an atmosphere of worship. And do you know that the devil, if you let him, that joker will walk right into your atmosphere and declare that he is who he is and dare you to say something back. But I need to tell you this morning, you got to get a fight down on the inside, honey. I thank God for prayer and for fasting and for being focused on meeting destiny. It is our responsibility to hide the word of God in our heart. So you try the word by the word. And regardless of what things look like exteriorly, everybody is not convinced that this thing is real, that this thing is for them, that this thing will never leave you broken to such a place that God cannot repair you. It is impossible to have the Word of God living on the inside of yourself and not love you. It is impossible to have heard
the word, because the word says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is impossible for you to have a life full of destiny and purpose, and every day you feel defeated. Every day you're broken and discouraged and negative and complaining and bickering and cantankerous. You have to realize that I am who I am, but by the grace of God, there's something on the inside of me and something outside of me that protects me and keeps me even from myself, because there's something that lives there. There's something that dwells there. But you got to know this, that what you feed will always grow. What you strengthen will always be stronger than your purpose if it's not in line with the will of God. But I'm so glad this morning that through every situation and every circumstance that each of us have experienced, God has left us room to get this thing called life right. And you ain't got to say nothing out loud, but can I get an amen, y'all, that God loves us so much. And he allows things because he wants, where are you at? Are you awake? You sleep at the wheel, honey? Are you alive or are you existing? But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And after a while, you learn not to apologize for being great. Not great in talent. Not great in wisdom, not great in knowledge, but great through Christ Jesus. And that's it. Everything else is nothing, technically. But when you get the word of God in you, and even though the devil, he might try you for a little minute, but after a while, because of what lives on the inside of you, you have the ability to speak to anything that does not look like what God promised. You have the right. You have the authority to speak to mountains and they be moved. You have the authority to say that you are a joint heir with him. You have the authority to declare that you are the righteousness of God, that you're a friend of God. Therefore, by the grace of God, I am who I am. And if you allow the enemy, he'll sneak in and try to tell you something different. If you're not paying attention, don't sleep. Don't sleep, and you'd be surprised where it comes from. You'd be blown away where it comes from. But I just want to encourage somebody this morning. Don't apologize for being you. Don't try to negotiate your style, whatever your ministry gift or talent is. Don't compromise. Don't change your mind about what God promised you because of the opinion of others. But most of all, don't torment yourself with your past. Don't torment yourself with your failures. Don't torment yourself with your history. Don't torment yourself with the things that maybe you didn't do right that time. But focus on the things that you know that God has assigned to your life to do. And one of the things that I appreciate, and I didn't used to understand what baptism was or why we went through the steps and the measures so extreme, dump somebody under a whole bunch of water. But the goal is to get up a new creature. And we know the manifestation of that for some people is a as-they-went process. And for others, they come out of the pool totally different, contingent upon what your history looks like, what you understand the grace took place for, what you understand that the law was abolished for, what you understood that Jesus bled, hung, bled, and died, was buried, got up on the third day just for you. When you start to think about, I know for me, I don't know about you, but my history would disqualify me. My past would take away everything that I declare that I am today, but But by the grace of God, I am what I am. I am a mighty woman of God. I trust him with my whole life. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. No weapon formed against me will prosper. My message to you today is you are everything I just said in whatever tense that is he or she or a child or a senior, whatever it is in your singleness. But by the grace of God, honey, I am what I am. No apology, no recompense, no repentance, none of that. I will not apologize for knowing that if God be for me, who can be against me? I will not apologize for understanding that no weapon formed against me will prosper. It may form, but it can't work. I will continue to profess that I am the righteousness of God, and you should open up your mouth and begin to declare to the enemy, you can try it, but you got to get up a little bit earlier. I'm starting to understand who I am because but by the grace of God, I am who I am. Not because I'm good, not because I'm perfect, not because I don't have flaws, but because God already said it was so. And when you start to grab a hold of that thing, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the enemy hurls at you, because he got to try you. But see, he got to get up early in the morning fooling with me. You think you slick. Look here. I know it sound good. I know it look good, but everything that look good ain't always good for you. And I'm learning to trust him in a very different way. And even when you wish this or you hope that, your past, if you're not careful, will become your prison. Your words will engross you in history and failure and frustration and, oh, well, maybe, Don't let him play with your mind like that. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Perfect love casts out all fear, but it's your responsibility to take onus of that and to understand that when you were buried in Christ, and that's the day that you were baptized and you got up, you need to understand that when you got up, you got a gift, and that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is discerning. It is company. It is he is, I won't call him it, he is there and ever present. He desires to lead and guide us, and sometimes, especially when situations and circumstances are going on all around you, it is a perfect opportunity to be a partaker of the word that says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. But by the grace of God, he gives us understanding. He interprets things for us through the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside of us. And the more word we have in us to sustain us through those moments, the more time we spend talking to him. Dad, listen, what am I doing? Is this what I'm supposed to do? Do I go here? Do I go there? God, thank you for redeeming me from my past. Thank you for forgiving me, even though I know that I'm not worthy. But by the grace of God, I am what I am without apology, without saying anything other than, God, I believe your word for my life. I understand that in spite of me, regardless of me, God, that you are still on the throne and that you are still high and lifted up and you still have a purpose for my life, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what transpires, no matter your history, no matter any of the outside underlying circumstances, I just want you to know that but by the grace of God, you are who you are. You have permission today. The Lord told me to tell you, you have permission to be who you are. And yes, old things are passed away, remembering all things become new in and through Christ. That at the end of the day, that not only is nothing wasted, but everything is needful and necessary. Take what you needed from your history and take it forward into your destiny, but take the good. Beloved, above all, I would that you would prosper and be in good health. Think on those things which are perfect. Think on those things which are pure. Think on those things which are of good report. Write the vision. Make it plain. so that they that read it may run. Though it tarry, it shall speak and not lie. Don't get consumed with yesteryear, but start looking forward to tomorrow. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It's your job to understand that, but for the grace of God, I am who I am what I am how I am, because God saw fit for all of these components to make me who he designed me to be. And so I just want to encourage you and remind you that not only can you make it, not only can you overcome, not only can you get past your history, but you can march into your destiny with your head up unapologetically, because everything about you is exactly what God desires it to be. And all those things that are not, I promise he'll tweak them along the way. Just keep going. Whatever you do, don't quit. Love you to life as I pass the call.
Wow. God, I just thank you for another day of your brand new mercy. And God, I thank you for Renee for greeting and hosting. I thank you for Tracy for the scripture and 1 Corinthians. And I thank you for Dion for that awesome declaration. I am who I am. God, I thank you for my being. And I just thank you for Dion. God, I pray over her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. God, I pray that you continue to bless her. Give her what she needs, oh God. For you are our source of life. God, I thank you for her very being. I thank you for her obedience to your word, oh God. And God, I just thank you for her. I love her so much. God, I just praise your name this morning. And God, I just thank you for using me for your glory today. In Jesus' name. God, I just bless your name. I give you praise and honor. God, I just thank you for everything that you've given us, oh God. You said you've given us everything to sustain life. Is at the foot of the cross. So God, I give you praise this morning. I thank you for Lisa and Eric and Kara who will come after me. So God, I come before you this morning interceding on behalf of your people. God, I just want to lift up a few names to you this morning that came to my heart in prayer this morning. God, I lift up all of those who are dealing with cancer, kidney failure, sickle cell, Josiah, Joe Quilling, and Kamani, his wife, Prentice and Claire Jenkins, Leonard and Diane Matthews, Gail Boyd, Kaya, Keisha Williams, Lynette Evans and Rubia Evans, Tunisia McFadden. God, these are your children. I lift them up to you this morning. God, you are Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. So God, I lift them up to you this morning because you are a healer. You are our source of life. You are El Olam, the God of the beginning and the end. God, there's no beginning to you or no end. But you stepped out of eternity into time for us. You created time for us. So God, you said to count our days, to number our days, for our days is but a few. So God, I lift them up to you. Touch them with your finger of love. God, bring healing to their bodies, to their mind. God, strengthen them. Strengthen their minds. Encourage their hearts.
And God, I pray for all those whose parents are suffering with Alzheimer's and dementia. God, I just pray that you touch them, for it's just an awful disease, oh God. But God, I ask that you regulate their mind, regulate their thought processes. God, be the gatekeeper to our mind and our thoughts. You said to think on those things from above, oh God. And God, you said those who mind and stayed on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. You're not the God of confusion, but God, you said you gave us love and a sound mind. So God, I thank you today for a sound mind. I thank you for strength. I thank you for encouraging the heart of your people and the loss of loved ones and those who have suffered with life-threatening illnesses. God, I just bless you today, for you are the God of all creation. You are Elohim. You're El Elyon, the God who possesses the heaven and the earth. I thank you, God, for sit high and lift low. I thank you that you made a crooked path straight. God, even in our valley days, oh God, even when we're going through the waters, you said you will uphold us with your righteous right hand. We would not drown and the fire would not burn us. So God, I thank you today for your hand in our lives. I thank you for molding and shaping us into the person that you want us to be. I thank you for the transformation in our lives, oh God, in the lives of our children, our families, our spouses, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for just shaping us and molding us, oh God. I give you praise today. God, I just thank you for your righteousness, oh God. You said that he who knew no right, knew no sin, became sin, that we may become the righteousness of God. God, and I just thank you for your armor today. I thank you for the belt of truth, oh God, your holy word, oh God, that's within us. You said to walk in that which we have first believe in that which we know and have been taught. God, I thank you for the belt of truth that holds everything together. I thank you for the breastplate of righteousness, oh God. I thank you for the gospel of Christ, the gospel of peace, oh God. I thank you, dear Lord, for the helmet of salvation that you've given us on the cross. You died that we may live. And I thank you, dear Lord. I thank you for your shield of faith that you've given us, oh God. So God, strengthen our faith and our belief today that we may walk in victory, the victory you have already given us on the cross. So God, I bless your name today. I just give you praise, and I thank you for each and every one on this call. Bless their families, their spouses, their children. God, I just give your name the praise, for you are the great I am, the eternal God. So, God, I bless your name today, and I give you praise, and I thank you for this day. And in Jesus' name, as I pass the call.
Good morning, Father. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for it being on fire this morning. God, thank you for it kindling something on the inside of us, God, reminding us that we are who we are and that greater is you, God. You said greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. God, we thank you for being great on the inside of us. God, we thank you that you sent your son Jesus and he came and he knew exactly who he was and what he came to do, and they didn't know and it didn't stop him. God, thank you. God, I bless you for always opening our eyes to deeper truths, to understand who you are and what you're doing in our lives, and to realize that everything that happened in the past is in the past, but it made us who we are today, good, bad, and different, God, but yet nevertheless, we are not what we shall be. We're yet being perfected and conformed to the image of your Son. We're yet being, God, exposed to new things and taken to higher heights and even deeper depths. God, we are being changed, and I am grateful. God, you didn't just pick me up and leave me where I was. God, but you called me before you formed me in my mother's womb. All of us, God, you chose us. You elected us before the foundation of this earth. God, you already have a plan for our lives. Help us to see. Open our eyes to see what you've designed for us. God, help us not to lean to our own understanding. You said in all our ways, if we would acknowledge you, that you would direct our path. And God, thank you that you said the steps of a good man or a woman and our order, God. Thank you that the step that we're on right now has been ordered by you. God, help us to see, God, that it is working out together for our good. It's working out for your glory, God, because we love you. Thank you for even giving us the insight, God, opening our eyes to the truth of who you are, because we couldn't even come unless you drew us. But you already knew us. God, it's too much for us to understand. We just say thank you. God, I bless you, for you are great and greatly to be praised. God, I see why you told us to think on those things that are pure and lovely and to keep our minds stayed on you, and God, to cast our cares upon you, God, and to not take on stuff that didn't belong to us, God, and to lean not. God, thank you for your word. God, I love you. Father, I thank you for declared victory. I thank you for Dion and the word that went forth this morning. I thank you for her diligence, God, and even being up at 3 in the morning and having to deliver a declaration, but trying to ensure, God, that the line is right for your people. I thank you for the sacrifices that she has made. God, I pray that you restore unto her, God, 1,000-fold. It's in the word. God, restore unto her, God, where she doesn't even have the capacity to receive. God, exceed the expectations which she has that are great in you, but exceed them even the more, God. I thank you for everybody that's faithful. God, there's something to being faithful, God. I thank you that even when we're not faithful, you remain faithful. You abided faithful according to the book of John. God, I thank you. I thank you for everybody, God, that's participating on this call, even just dialing in. That's participation, God. It makes it what it is, God. But I thank you for excellence and better as you're perfecting us, God. Thank you. God, I give you glory and honor for those that work behind the scenes. God, that you would continue to instore and encourage them, God, and let them know that their labor is not in vain and to not be weary in well-doing. They shall reap, God. It's not going unnoticed, God. It might not be mentioned, but you see, God, and you're recording every single deed done under the sun. And God, when our works are coming before you, they will be tried as if tried by fire. And those things that were done to honor and glorify you, even though nobody said thank you, God, those things will remain and will receive our just reward. Thank you. God, I bless you for our marriages, for our homes, that you would continue to keep us, God, that you would continue to keep those that are married, God, with their right minds, God, that they would understand that marriage is a ministry for earth, God. For you declared there's no marriage in heaven. No one will be given to marriage in heaven, God. So this is something you've given us to show the world, God, who you are. To show the world your love that you have for us, God. To show us, God, how to not be selfish and how to prune and purge ourselves as you're doing it, God. Thank you. Thank you what you've joined together. Let no man, not even the people involved in it, put it asunder. God, thank you. It's a time for laying down and surely dying to self. God, even in our singleness and while we're waiting, help us to be, God, found working. Help us to be found with oil in our lamps, because truly we're waiting on you, our true husbandman. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for being single and satisfied, God, and yet pursuing and pressing towards the mark and the call and our destiny, for you have purpose in every single life. God, thank you for that. I thank you for our coworkers and our neighbors, God, that you would continue to allow us to be the light and that you would continue to let us walk humbly, God, and let us draw them in love, for in loving kindness have you drawn us in. Thank you for that, God. I thank you. As I'm speaking for love, I'm thinking of the heart of Diane, God. I don't know why, but I thank you for her heart, God. Bless her, God. Continue to keep her, God. Thank you for the words that you put in her mouth that comes out of her heart, God, that speaks wisdom to people, God, that she don't even realize. Thank you for that. Father, I thank you for Renee and her greeting this morning as well, God, and for Tracy and that scripture, and Brother Eric, that word of wisdom as he is celebrating Sabbath today, God, that you would continue to bless him and his home, and Sister Juliet, God, and for Sister Carol, as she comes to close. God, for everybody that brings a declaration that sacrifices time, God, thank you for them. I thank you for them. We thank you for them. They may not hear it, God, but thank you. Thank you. God, we thank you even for our enemies, God, because they make us stronger. They keep us on our knees, God. They keep us ever before you, God. They keep us doing a self-examination, God. Let them not make us bitter. God is there to make us better because the trying of our faith works patience. And you told us to let patience have its complete work because it will be completed. It will lack nothing when we stand before you. God, let our work be done. Let our assignments be complete. Let us be ready. Thank you. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers and cleanses us, God. There's still some stuff we got to do. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for declared victory for everybody on the call, God, today. I pray a special blessing, God. Somebody needs, God, a healing. Somebody's got some pains in their body right now. You sent forth your word and it healed, God. Somebody is in a financial fit. God, help them. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that heals. God, you are everything that we need, God. And you declared that you've given us everything in this life that pertains to life and godliness. So we are, God, who you said that we are, and we just are, by the grace of God. Father, I thank you, and I love you as I pass the call.
As I stand and touch in agreement with those who've come before me, Lord, we just thank you today, Lord. We acknowledge you, Lord, as God, and Lord, and King, Lord, Creator, Redeemer, Savior, Lord. We understand and we recognize, Lord, that there is none like you, Lord. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, first of all, for giving us the breath of life, Lord, for choosing once again, Lord, to allow us to enter into this world, Lord, that in choosing us, Lord, you've instilled us with purpose, Lord, that you've given us power and authority over the things of this world, Lord, that you have given us a weapon, Lord, your word, Lord, to fight against, Lord, the unrighteous things, Lord, the ungodly things, Lord, the profane things, Lord. Lord, that you have called us, Lord, to be a salt, Lord, making people thirsty, adding flavor to things, Lord. That you have called us to be a light into this world, Lord. We thank you today, Lord, and we celebrate you, Lord. We lift your name up today, Lord. We give you glory and honor today, Lord, for you are God, and there is none like you, Lord. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, for each and every victor that is on this line, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, and Lord, I thank you for those who have found their purpose, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those who are on the line right now that are maybe struggling to even understand their own sound, Lord, but they come, Lord, that they keep getting up this morning, Lord, every morning, Lord, and they keep getting on the line. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that even though the devil has tried to come against this line, Lord, and try to destroy it, Lord, we are yet victorious, Lord, because we understand, Lord, because you overcome the world, Lord. We have victory today, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the faithfulness. I thank you for the prayers of the saints, Lord. I thank you for the fellowship that comes on this line, Lord. Lord, I thank you for every testimony, Lord. Lord, I thank you for every trial that makes us strong. Lord, we lift up today, Lord, those you have called, Lord, to be shepherds, Lord, to be our spiritual leaders, Lord, to be our advisors, Lord, to preach the word, Lord, and I call them by name, starting with Pastor Emmett Strong Mapp. Lord, bless Bishop Bob Jackson and Pastor Kevin Hope, Pastor Ricky L. Nutt and Pastor Ricky J. Nutt, Pastor George Brown, Pastor Mary Stutz, Pastor Gary Montara, Pastor David Fassel, Pastor William Coleman, Pastor Derry and Tammy Moten, Pastor Bessie Sims, Pastor Ricky Williams, Pastor Lloyd Farr. Lord, we call the names of Pastor Patrick Foster and Kevin James, Ken Foreman and Kurt Foreman, Dr. David and Kathy Canestrisi, Pastor Terrence Nichols, Pastor Stan Martin, Overseer Jeremiah Martin, Pastor Kevin B. Hall, Pastor Isaac Neal, Pastor Don T. Jones, Pastor Jan Hunter Sr., Pastor Tamara Bennett. Lord, we ask that you bless Pastor C.L. Willis, Bishop Laurie Mann, Pastor E.F. Brown, Apostle D. Christmas, Bishop J.W. Macklin, Pastor Steve Thorner, Pastor Renee Winston, Bishop G.J. Williams, Pastor Kirkland Smith, Pastor Joe Nobles, Pastor Archie Leviath Sr. and Jr. Lord bless Pastor Claudel Huey, Pastor James Bryant, Pastor Decoy Porter, Pastor Ellington Porter, Pastor Kevin James, Pastor Lavelle Jones, Bishop Reams, Pastor Brandon and Maria Reams, Dr. Freddie and Deanna Parham. Lord bless Pastor Oscar Dason, Pastor J.R. Coleman, Pastor Johnny Riley, Pastor E.K. Dawson, Pastor Aaron Hutchinson, Pastor Michael E. Hill, Pastor Aurelius Walker, all the pastors in Las Vegas. Lord bless Dr. Dave Early, Pastor Lester L. Cannon Sr., Pastor C. Christopher Smith, Pastor Santos Howard, Pastor Glenn Bartle, Pastor James Kambugu, Pastor Craig Dawson, and Pastor Carlton Leonard, Bishop Charles E. Blake, Pastor Patrick Weaver, Pastor David Burris, Pastor Leonard Dew Sr., Pastor James Brown, Pastor Horatio S. Jones, Pastor Timothy Dupree, Pastor Byron Holloway, Pastor Frank Dace. Lord bless Pastor Audra Williams and Pastor Kevin McCullough, Pastor David Jackson and Bishop Sean Teal, Pastor O'Neill Young, Pastor Curtis Robinson, Pastor Shelley Wilson, Pastor Victor S. Bryce, Pastor Benson, please bless Pastor Gort, Dr. Warren H. Stewart Sr., Bishop Dr. Jackie Green, Pastor Everett Robinson, Pastor Alvin and Lorraine Armstrong, Pastor Lawrence Van Hook, Pastor Kevin Moffitt, Pastor Kelly Crow, and his wife Shawanda Crow. Lord, we ask, Lord, that as they go about their business, Lord, as they raise their congregations, bless them. Put a hedge of protection around their families, Lord. Give them a double anointing, Lord, as they pray, as they lay hands, Lord, as they minister, as they teach, Lord, as they edify the body, Lord. Lord, we lift up the nations today, Lord. Lord, in particular Cuba, even as they go through the transition of the death of their leader, Fidel Castro, Lord, allow this to be the opportunity for the gospel, Lord, to begin to grow out of that island, Lord. Lord, we pray for every pastor, Lord, that in every congregation that is enduring persecution right now in the name of Jesus. Help them to remember who they are, victorious, Lord, soldiers, Lord, slaves of you, Lord, called, Lord, to bring your word, Lord, and to bless and to minister. Lord, I pray, Lord, we come against every crime, Lord, in every city, Lord, whether major urban cities, Lord, whether it be in the suburbs, Lord, whether it be in every town and hamlet, Lord, we come against that, Lord, because we have the victory. Lord, we ask, Lord, right now, Lord, that our voice be increased, Lord, that our hearts be strengthened right now, Lord, as we come against, Lord, each and every ungodly and unprofane thing, Lord, that stands against your kingdom. Lord, we pray for our politicians right now, Lord. We pray for the incumbents, Lord. We pray for those who are coming into office, Lord. Bless Trump. Bless his administration right now. Bless every governor, Lord. Bless every senator who's newly elected, Lord. Bless every servant, civic servant, Lord, that the laws and the policies they make, Lord, are beneficial for every man, woman, and child in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we bless you today, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that as the time grows short, Lord, that we remember who we are, Lord, that you have called us, Lord. You have called us to be ecclesia, Lord. Lord, that you have called us to be a peculiar people, Lord. Lord, that you have called us to be ministers of reconciliation, Lord. Lord, that you have called us, Lord, to be, Lord, the spear, Lord, that you have called us to be your people. Help us, Lord, even as we may stand before presidents and potentates, Lord, and kings, Lord, Lord, that we have a word, Lord, and that we remember who we are, Lord, and at the end, Lord, we are justified. We are more than conquerors, Lord, because you have overconquered the world, and for that, we love you, Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, as I pass the call.
Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you on this morning for all the prayers that have went up, God. Thanking you for the declaration that went forth. Thanking you, dear God, just for everything that you have given us. For you are great, Lord God, and greatly to be praised. We're just asking, Heavenly Father, that you would continue to look over each and every one of us under the sound of my voice. I ask, God, that you would bless our families and our children, our friends. And, Lord God, we pray for the unsaved. We ask, Lord God, that you would bless them and allow us to be put into positions, Heavenly Father, where we can minister the word of God to each and every person. But before we go any further, God, I want to ask you to forgive us for any sins we may have committed, anything we may have done, said, or thought that did not align in your good and perfect will, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would forgive us and have us to do it no more. God, we are continuing to thank you for the mercy and grace that you continually give us on a regular basis, God. Thank you for just providing peace for us, peace of mind, and just the ability, Lord God, to come to you every morning praying, because we know, Lord God, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman availeth much. We thank you, dear God, for everything you give us. We ask, Lord God, that you continue to keep us strong, that you continue to keep us not leaning to our own understanding. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We bless your name, Lord God, for so many reasons. We thank you, Lord God, for your authority. We thank you for the wisdom that you continually pour into our lives, Lord God, so that we're able to make good and godly decisions. We thank you, Lord God, for your comforting nature and the fact, Lord God, that you are our present help in the time of trouble. We know, Lord God, that all things, your word said in Romans 8:28, that all things work together for the good that love them, that are called according to his purpose. And God, when we answer that call, of when we repented, Lord Jesus, we were called according to your purpose. And I thank you, dear God, that you are covering us. I thank you, dear God, that you walk with us. I thank you, dear God, for the word of God that we have, that we can pour into on each and every day. I ask, oh God, that you just continue to bless each and every person, each and every victor. Bless those, Lord Jesus, that had a desire to get on the call and were unable to for whatever reason. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for working out all of the situations with the call. We thank you, God. We thank you for patience that you continue to pour in us, God. And we ask that you continue to let us not be weary in our well-doing. God, we know that there are several unanswered prayer requests. We ask, God, that you would meet the need if it be your will. We ask, God, if you have another desire to do other things, that you are the one that is in complete and utter control. And God, we trust you. Thank you, Jesus, for who you are. Thank you, Jesus, for everything that you give us on this Saturday morning. We thank you for this beautiful, crisp, cool day, God. Thanking you for just the fact that you keep us free from unseen dangers. Lord God, that you send the angels before us. And if we could prepare to take our phones off mute and go ahead and give God all the glory, honor, and praise that is due him. God, I thank you for just being in our presence, oh God. Thank you, God, for just opening up doors, God, that have been declared as closed. Thank you, God, for your word, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for entrusting in us that we can come to you, God, and ask. Your word says that if we knock, the door shall be open. Seek and we shall find. And God, I ask that you would just continue to pour in each and every one of us and allow us to know that you are there, that you are forever in our presence. God, we're lifting up each and every person that may be dealing with bereavement on this morning and praying, Lord God, that you would be in comfort. We thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah God for our Lord. And just being the God that is more than enough. Thank you, Lord God,
for another day, Lord God, another opportunity, Lord God, to enter this day, Lord God, giving thanks, Lord God, and praise, Lord God, unto you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the physical health in our bodies, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the opening of our eyes, Lord God, our spiritual eyes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the quickening of our spirits, Lord God. Thank you.
Praying and praying without ceasing, God, because we
for waking us up this morning, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
We need to continue to
thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your mercy.
Declaration of hallelujah. Not to fall asleep, Lord God.
Thank you for strength,
oh, thank you, Lord God.
Thank
for speaking into our spirits this morning, Lord God. Not to quit, Lord God. Not to give up, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Not to be weary, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
Lord God.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah.
For so much, because you are great. Greatly to be praised.
Thank you.
We ask that you use us mightily. Heavenly Father, that you would be our guide and direct our path, direct our voice, Lord God. Direct everything that we say, Lord God. Be in the midst of everything that we do. In the name of Jesus. We bind him when we reach the enemy for anything that he seeks to put on our lives, Lord God, because he has no power. Many times we give him power. He is rebuked in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for everything. We thank you for everything, God, for your great and greatness to be praised. I ask, Lord God, that if there was anything that I missed in this prayer, Heavenly Father, anything, that you would just meet the need. For you are God, and you know everything. You know everything before we know it, Heavenly Father. So we thank you and we praise you, and we stand in agreement that you are God all by yourself. You are God alone, and you are great and greatly to be praised. In the precious and unmatched name of Jesus, I pray. Amen, as I pass the call.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, well, good morning and welcome again to Declare Victory. My name is Renee, and I have been your hostess on this lovely Saturday morning. By chance, do we have any first-time callers that may have joined the call after it started? Is there anyone that joined the call after it started and did not get a chance to say hello? Hello?
Good morning, it's Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara. Happy Saturday.
Good morning, family. It's Connie.
Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, it's Cedric and Imani.
Good morning, Cedric and Imani. Happy Saturday, family.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, family.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey. Good morning, family.
God bless you. Who else was that trying to say hello?
Good morning, Sister Julia.
Well, good morning, Sister Julia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Victory family. God bless you all, Brother Jeff.
Good morning, Brother Jeff. Good morning, Bernice.
Good morning, it's Monique.
Good morning, Monique. Good to
morning.
Hear your voices.
Good morning, it's Bridget.
Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
Voice. Anyone else want to say hello? Awesome. Well, I hope that you can join us for the next segment of the call, which is the Love, Life, and Victory discussion. Thank you for allowing me to be your hostess on this day. Have a blessed day. I now pass the call to Dion. Peace and love.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning once again, everyone, for anyone that joined the call late. Good morning. Good morning. So glad that you could join us today. And once again, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been so patient while literally the line has been under attack. And if you can, for a couple of you guys that will stay online afterwards, you can just send me an inbox. I'll know who's what, so that we can test the line, make sure you're able to call in. There is an 800 number. It's an 888 number that we can use should anything happen, but it's a 916 area code, so I think we should be clear going forward. It's not one of the 712s identified as a conference number. So I'm praying that that be the case, because the 800 number is an additional charge per minute when we use that. So we're going to try to use the 916 number. And once again, you have access to all three numbers until the conclusion of next week. So with that said, once again, I just want to thank those who have given online to make sure that we can move forward with the conference call that will not be interrupted. People won't struggle getting in and on the call. So I just thank God for that in advance, and be looking for some changes to come in the early portion of the year as we begin to grow with regard to discipleship and evangelism, witnessing, and reinventing ourselves. So I'll be having a meeting with those that do shares. Again, I want to help you get some things started prayerfully that will position you to create and generate an income. It's something that I've talked about for a long time, but I thank God for being recalibrated this morning to being refocused. And sometimes God will allow certain things just so you can remember what the goal is, what the benchmark is. So I just thank God for that. So once again, the recap is for the declaration, I am who I am. And before I say or share anything, is there anyone that got anything from the share this morning? You'd like to say, share, question, argument, anything? Anybody?
Be honest, Diane.
Hey, lady.
You said a whole lot in that declaration. One thing that really stood out to me, you said you've already been given every single thing you need. And we can't, you know, that can't be, you know, enough, because the reason why we don't have victory is our own unbelief. God says he has given us everything to sustain life. We have the power to make mountains move because of what he did on the cross. We have the power to fight the sickness in our body if we just believe and strengthen our faith every day. We have to stay in that word and keep that word before us to know what type of weapons we have to use against the enemy. If we keep telling ourselves, oh, I can't do this, or I can't remember this, then you're right, you can't, because that's what you're feeding yourself. And what you said, what we feed the most will always grow. What we strengthen will always be stronger. So we have to remember that. What we feed the most will dominate us. And we have to give that enemy less and less, not give him any of our power, because God has given us everything. We have the power because we sit at the right hand of him. And if we don't put this in ourselves and believe what we read, then we're fighting a losing battle. So we have to stand on what God has given us, that which he has first placed in us, that word, that armor that we're supposed to put on each day. We already have three pieces that we sleep with every night. That's the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, and the gospel of peace. The other two we have to put on. So we have to put on the full armor of God, not just those three pieces. We so that we can protect the vital parts of our organs that the enemy goes after. But you said so much in this declaration, and I just appreciate you and your share. I'm just one that's constantly needed to reiterate to people what type of armor you have and the weapons you have to fight with, to live with, the victory that God has already given us. Thank you. I just enjoyed that declaration.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. Honey, I don't know half of what I said, but I thank God for just being available in this season, and however he does it, I'm super grateful that today I understand some stuff differently, some things that I might have missed once upon a time, that God does not leave us blind to who we are. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you again, Diane. I appreciate you. I love you more. Anybody else?
Hey, Sister D.
Hey, Brother E.
Wonderful declaration. And Sister Diane, you said a whole mouthful right there.
Yeah, Go ahead, Brother Eric. Uh-oh, something happened.
That means,
you know, I've had to struggle with my identity for a long time, because, you know, the thing is, if you can, if somebody can name you, it gives them a authority over you. You know, when God created us, when God created man, he gave him the ability to name things, to name the animals. And so to be able to identify something or be identified with something not only connotates who you're submerged over, but it also is a relationship. You know, I have a wife today, you know what I'm saying, you know, and she's taken on my name, not because she's my property, but because she understands that, you know, she's voluntarily given, submitted to my authority. But she loves me enough that her relationship, she wants to be as close to me as possible, so she's taking my last name, and I recognize that. And so, you know, when I was thinking about, as you were talking about, I am who I am, you know, in this time where everybody wants to name and where there's such an ambiguity of what you are, you know, we have folks that are born a certain sex and who are not even identifying. You know, you've got men and who are saying that I was born a man, but I don't identify. I identify myself as a woman. So in this time of confusion, you know, it's essential that we know who we are. You know, you've got all of these types of religions now that come up, you know, and I've got a lot of friends on Facebook who claim this and who claim that. So it's very easy to get lost in this postmodern civilization we call it right now. So it's important to know not just who I am, but whose I am. So I just want to thank you for reminding us in this declaration, and God bless.
Amen. You said a lot, Brother Eric, and definitely said some stuff that I'm going to use to move forward in the call. But before I do that, is there anyone else who has anything to share? Anyone else?
Yes, Dee Dee. Diane and Eric almost made me run out this house.
Right.
But God made me who I am, so I just thank you so much. This declaration just warmed my heart. I'm in tears because it just reminds me that I'm not my past, and I'm not the pain of my past, and I don't have to stay there, and I don't have to be defined by that junk that I did, because I know I did it. I'm not in denial to it. The devil can't use it against me. People that know I did it can't use it against me, because I'm a conqueror. I'm victorious. I won't be stopped. I'm a believer. I'm an achiever. There's nothing too hard for God to do. So every day that I wake up in a praise mode. I'm excited about every morning that I open my eyes, because he woke me up. There's nothing about yesterday that I can change. So your share this morning, it just made me say, wake up. For those that are sleeping, we have life, and each day that we live, we are closer to dying, because we have to rejoice each day. Each day is a blessing. It's a gift. Somebody didn't wake up this morning, and then somebody didn't wake up in their right mind. Somebody woke up this morning and can't walk, can't move, need somebody to wipe their behind, and that's just how real it is. So for me, Dion, I am who I am, and I'm grateful for you. I tell you all the time that I'm grateful that your yes has blessed my life, sis. It's that real to me. I don't have time for the dirt of my past. Oh, well, yes, all that stuff, I did it. But God is good, and his grace is sufficient. So it's because of his grace that I'm here today. At 49 years old, the mess that I was, he blessed me through that. And I'm grateful because he delivered me not from some, but from all, because I'm righteous. And I still have a long way to go. But I'm just grateful that I'm not who I used to be, and I'm not yet who I'm going to be. But I'm grateful for who I am today. I am who I am. Sis, I love you. Thank you. And just keep on being you, Dion, because trust me, you have touched many lives, sister, and you know that. So I love you today, and I thank you for that rich word. I thank Eric for speaking up, and I thank Diane, because it's just so much rich richness on this Declare Victory line. I love you, sister.
Hey, man. I love you more, little lady. I appreciate you.
probably more. I appreciate you all more than you know. You guys keep me going and give me a reason to keep getting up. Amen. Amen. Anybody else have anything?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can now.
I'm so sorry. I got the little raspy crack in my. I'm sorry. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You know, I was thinking about something as I was looking at your picture from Kennedy High School. And I remember it brought back so many memories, you and Chris and Shay. But I also know that you were rich then and you're even better now. They say that, you know, some things get better with time, but I think that they get not only better with time, but they get better with wisdom. I was said when I was a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became older, I put away childish things. Thank you that you've matured into the woman that you are, the woman that you're becoming. I think that every time you go through something, it is a lesson. I never count things as mistakes anymore. That's what I learned about life. Because if you learn the lesson the first time, you won't have to repeat it. So I've learned something about life and going through, you know, pits and prisons and palaces. They set you up for the palace. I know that I have not seen, the ear nor heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him and are the called according to his purpose. You know, there is a video, I thought I inboxed it to you, Deanna, I'm not sure. Anyway, it's Fantasia, and she said it was necessary. Everything that we go through is necessary to where God is taking us to. It prunes us. It builds character. It teaches us, you know, who God really is in our life and the purpose that he spoke over our lives. He said, I knew you when I formed you in your mother's womb. So he knew what you were going to do before you did it, but he's sovereign, and he had a call on your life. You know, like the little shepherd boy that was out in the field, stank dirty. That was nobody but David. But God was like, but that's the king. That's Dion. She's a cheerleader. She likes to dance. She's in the dance class. But that's my little servant girl. And in this time, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your courage. It takes courage to change. I don't know. People think changing is easy. It really is not. Because you have to forget everything that was behind, literally, and press forward. Thank you for that. I appreciate you for that. I need to know, do I need to keep, okay, I'm going to deter. This is so random. Please forgive me. I'm like that. I need to know where I need to give my money to because I said I was going to give my money. I didn't read the whole thing. I was at work, and I went to bed when I came in because I got to go to work right now. I just go on that link, and then I'll be able to give my money. I know that was so random. Y'all forgive me.
Random. We talked about it earlier. Yes, ma'am. The link is right in the post.
That's why I'm late. I'm sorry. Praise Jesus.
No, no worries.
Love you, baby.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you so much for sharing. I wanted to wait until Saturday to say this, and you guys know, if you don't know anything else about me, I am super see-through. And because the Lord called me to live my life out loud, there are certain responsibilities that I bear that, to be real honest, take a different level of courage. I'm generally called to do things most people don't have the mind to do for concern of what it might look like. But because I love you guys, because we have relationship, I want you to hear from me. I don't want you to hear it from any exterior source, although I know that I'm sure that there is water cooler talk, but let me dispel all of that with fact. I am not getting married. And I'm not angry. I thank God. I thank God for the man of God. Please, ma'am, please, sir, continue to pray for him. Extremely amicable. He is an awesome man of God, anointed. But I know what my responsibility is to the kingdom. And while I've been single and waiting for many, many years, I am unwilling to negate or compromise my call. I have a responsibility to nations. I have a responsibility to the kingdom to be exactly who God called me to be. And so even if there's an enemy on the line, sweetie, run with that. It's good. Promise. And I thank God for the experience and the opportunity. And my level of transparency is necessary because the enemy would that I would tuck my tail and be ashamed. I don't have time to do that. I have things that I have to do. And with all that I've been going through, there are times that the enemy will attempt to distract you by what he thinks you want. And he'll dress it up really, really good. You know, but the truth is we have to be real and honest with ourselves, with where we are. And lest I be a fool and a foolish woman and take steps and measures into my own hands because of pride, I don't have time for that. I got stuff to do. I got some lives to change. And everything costs something, and I'm willing to pay for whatever I'm given. And so, you know, should anybody ask or should it be mentioned, it is absolutely fact. And it's not a postponed thing. It's a decision for the greater good. So I just wanted to share that with you all this morning, just in case you've heard it from an outside source. I needed you to hear that from me. And I'm fine. Trust me. I'm good. Promise. Amen. Anybody else have anything this morning?
Yes, good morning. This is Kedra. So in reference Kedra. To your, what you just said, Isaiah 54:6 tells us that God is our husband anyway. So I respect your decision. I don't know what it is. I love you. I'm going to pray for you and keep it pushing. But in reference to the declaration, unapologetic, as indicated in the Bible, I am who I am in Christ, you know, and not that I'm worthy or anything, but because he loves me, you know, and to just collaborate what everybody said, for me, I want to say that how I wake up, that's a different level of glory, because God wants to take us to glory to glory. God is going to take us to glory in in the place of our obedience. So to wake up for me, that's a place of glory. If I read something in the Bible and I've read it like five other different times, every time I read it, it's something different. That's a different level of glory. And to just operate in my gift and in love, that's a different level of glory. So, you know, sometimes things may not come out as I want them to, or... But I am unapologetic about it because I know I'm operating my gift and the blessing that God has bestowed upon me. I am not the same person I was 5 minutes ago, you know, because I'm that sold out to what God is transitioning my life to and how I'm transitioning into my calling. So that was a very on-point declaration, and I'm grateful, and I praise God and thank God for you and every victim on this line. And I just thought I would share that. That's all I got.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Dion.
Hey.
Thank you for your transparency and willingness to be exposed. And that level of transparency and willingness is the very thing that God will use to catapult you. It's amazing how, like, 2 weeks ago, I have a friend, and I had a conversation with them, and they called me at a strange time at night, and I think he might have been drinking or whatever, I don't know, but he said something, and he started making this off-the-wall comments about a couple of things that I knew was absolutely in my core not true, and when I began to speak about it, he shut me down. And basically he was saying, you know, I just need you to listen to what I got to say. And I understood that, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing voices in my head, people telling me about, you know, being able to, you know, submit yourself and not always really having to say what you have to say and all this other stuff about, you know, taking that road. And I understand about not always having to speak. I get that, and about humbling myself to an extent. I get that. But I couldn't help but feel like I had been silenced. And I know that we're not talking about marriage by no means, but I'm just saying I know that what God was showing me is that if I allow that, if I don't even have my voice, if I let someone take my voice, then it's going to keep me, exactly what you were just saying, it's going to keep me from where he is taking me, so it's my choice. And I almost called you, because then I was thinking, no, I don't want to hear what you got to say. I just knew it was going to be that position of, you know, all right, you know, you're strong, and, you know, sometimes we just got to back off. And I was like, yeah, whatever. So I didn't even call you. But I had reconciled in my mind that, God, whatever you have for me, you absolutely have for me, and I'm going to choose you no matter what it costs. So if that means that not doing this thing that I thought might have pleased that person would have made it easier for me to be in this sort of relationship or whatever it is that we have, then I have to not be who I am. So when I say your message is on point and your transparency is on point, I'm just grateful that we're sold out. The people that are on this call, you know, and if you're not there, just come on, keep on, keep coming. We just got to be sold out. When I said in my prayer that marriage is not even in heaven, you think about that, there's no marriage and there will be given none to marriage. It's a good thing. That's what he gave us here, but it's for a purpose. But we all have a call on our lives, and I'm just so grateful that, you know, no matter what state that we're in, that we learn to be okay with ourselves and the process, and that we enjoy the experiences as they come. And if they don't work out the way we deem, we're not trying to jump off of a bridge, but the steps of a good man are ordered by God.
Yes, ma'am.
And whatever step we find ourselves on, that's what we celebrate. And that's how, if we can keep our minds stayed on him while we're going through the process. So I just appreciate the call, because it just gives us an opportunity to think some things out and work some things out in ourselves. And even when we're going through some things, we're hearing voices and we're hearing declarations and we're being reminded, you know, of what God has said. And the Holy Spirit is just being manifested. And I just say, keep coming, because you ain't seen nothing yet. I just believe that God's going to do some things in us that now is more than words. It's demonstration and power. I believe that. I really believe
yes,
that.
God. Yes, because you must know, now I'm mad at the devil because he tried me.
Come on.
He tried me. He tried. And again, nothing with regard to him. God bless his heart. And one day I pray that God sent him exactly what he needs. But it is another thing to be in a position where you have to make a decision. I learned some stuff through this season, and I'm grateful. I wouldn't trade the experience for anything, but it's a reminder to those that are single to do it God's way. Then that way you can get up, dust off, keep it moving. I can breathe.
Be all right. Yes.
You hear me? I can breathe by the grace of God. I'm not under a rock somewhere. I don't have time to hold my head down. I got to keep going. I got things to do. So with that said, you know, just getting to a point where there's a song, and I love how Jasmine Sullivan sings it, except with God alone. you just, whatever it is that God allows, and however he does it, you guys hear me say Romans 8 and 28 over and over and over and over and over. That has become my mantra. I understand that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that God's will always prevail in our lives when we make a decision to trust him with everything that we are, because we know in him we live, we move, and we have our being. But for his grace, we'd be lost anyway. If we were still stuck in law,
we'd be in big trouble. But because Jesus was born, because he lived and walked among us, because he bared the weight of the cross and he was crucified for our sins, because he gave us a right to the tree of life through his sacrifice, love requires a sacrifice. It can never be a one-sided venture, ever. Never. It can never be a one-sided venture. And so I just thank God for understanding that perfect love casts out all fear. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of what could be imminent. It perfect love. And when you work on perfecting love, you don't get offended so easy. The Bible says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And when you understand that everything you go through, sweetie, listen, it's not personal, even when the enemy tries to make it personal. It ain't personal. It's just part of your process. And people are often attracted to what they think they see. Maybe attracted to what they think you should be. It'll take you, make you, and shape you into what's befitting for them. But when you are steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the word and the work of the Lord, it's hard to negotiate that. Hold up. Anybody else have anything? Somebody needs to mute, please.
Dion, this is Ruth.
Okay.
You know, I think when I asked God to order my steps, he ordered me to this call. I really truly believe that. I'm so grateful for the call. I'm so grateful to be around people that I want to be like. You know, I've grown so much on this call. Because I don't react to things like I used to. With all the things that are going on in my life right now and in the lives of my family, my household and my family, my mom, my sister, and I would react different before. But I'm so glad I'm not that person, because somebody had to grow up, you know. And I think with, you know, I remember my sister telling me, she said, you're so calm. You don't act, you know, she said, you don't, because there's going to always be an oh, my God moment. In my family, there's like several oh, my God moments in one day. For instance, on Thursday night, we couldn't find neither one of my nephews, 8 and 9, until 7:30 that night. And I tell you, oh, my God, I haven't felt like that since I lost my brother last year, November 7th. And I just couldn't imagine never seeing those boys again. I went into full prayer. Like the ones of us that are left, my sister, my mom, my stepfather, Kyle, all of us just, you know, in different places, just worried. And, you know, the police was looking for them. And I said, Lord, please bring these babies home. I know my mama, she wouldn't have made it. None of us would have made it. But my mom, who is, you know, they're in her care. And she's, you know, she's been suffering from a lot of pain, and she can't move like she used to. So she couldn't even get up and go look for them. But to know those babies were out there, 7:30 at night, I'm telling you, I thought I was going to lose it, but I had to keep my head straight. I had to just, we started praying. Well, I started praying because the other ones, they just don't pray, but I just started praying with everybody. I called everybody, and I just started praying. And kept praying and kept calling everybody. The phone calls just kept coming. And I got the call. It was almost 8 o'clock. They say the police found them. Oh, my God. I couldn't eat. Me and Kyle was pacing the floor. I just started praising God right in my kitchen. But I had to, being the oldest, I'm glad I react to things differently. And maybe 10 years ago or 5 years ago, I would have been screaming and yelling, and everybody would have been uptight. But I thank God for this call, because I've changed. I wish I could sing that song. I forget her name. I know I've been changed. I know I have been changed. That literally could have killed me on Thursday. But just knowing that God was keeping them and they would be found, it just gave me peace. In all the situations that I'm going through, God is going to get us through. When I watch you, Dion, oh, my God. And just listening and someone just reminded that the declarations that we hear, we're reminded by those declarations, and I can hear the voices, before I make a decision, before I do something, I could hear the declarations, I could hear the voices of you guys, and I could change my mind instantly. So I am grateful for this call, because when I asked God to order my steps, he ordered me to this call.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, Ruth. And I'm glad everything worked out with the boys. Very glad.
The name of the song is by LaShawn Pace. I know I've been changed. The angels in heaven done signed my name. Sorry, but I just said that.
It's okay.
Dion, can I say something to Ruth?
Uh-huh.
Ruth, Dan, I love you, and I love Declare Victory, and I agree with you because of our God strategically placing us together as a family. The growth in 3 years is amazing. And I cried last night after Diane left me. Y'all know Diane was in the house. We did Friday Night Live together, and it was beautiful just to have her here and to be able to sit up with her until almost 10 o'clock. It was just amazing. But the love that has we have for each other, it's beautiful. And I don't think, I'm in an amazing Bible teaching ministry that I love. I love how I've grown there. I love my pastor. I even love my church members most of the time because they're not perfect, neither am I. But Declare Victory is some type of different type of thing, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking about, because we laugh together. We laughed so much last night, and I think that's what this family bond, I think that's what it is, because we can be real, we can be open, we can be honest, we can say stuff to one another without being offended. And even if we get stung a little bit, we know it's all said in love because we have truly become brothers and sisters. And, I mean, it's just a beautiful, and when I was thinking about it, I said it last night, that I am so blessed by being who I am, because I said it last night, my 18-year-old niece who I've raised, my brother's oldest daughter, Simone, I raised her from literally the hospital to now. She's a freshman at UC Davis. And for this baby to sit over here and tell me that she loves me and she's watching me, because she's watching me, y'all, when I was out there acting like I was one of the devil's own, because I was out in the world doing stuff I had no business, and she would be at my house and all the stuff that she witnessed me do. But for her to say, Auntie, you've changed. That right there, I don't care about nobody else on this line saying I've changed. I don't care about that. What I'm saying is for my baby, to who I've taken care of, to see me dirty and raggedy, and now she's coming to me for prayer and guidance, and she goes to church with me, and she'll call me when things are rough at school and when she's going through her relationship stuff, and she loves me because she's seen my transformation, and that's blessed me beyond anything. And also my own children, even my bonus kids. My bonus son, the oldest one, said that I'm a real mama, y'all. That right there, everybody don't have a mama like you. So I'm grateful. That's all.
That was a mouthful. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. And anybody else?
Love you, Sister Dee. You know we got your back.
Oh, yeah, I love you, too. And I know. I thank God for you guys.
You know, there's something about, and you know, and I know who I am, that when you recognize and identify yourself with being a child of God, you know, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. And he said he would send us a comforter who would guide us into all truths. And so I was thinking when Sister Lisa, my other sister, was talking about her situation, it's like when you have identified yourself with the source of all truths, then it opens you up to the truth of every situation, every circumstance that you go through. My wife, she's told this story many times that before she even met me online, you know, she was having this conversation with God, and God had directed her to Hebrews, and he said, first of all, you got to know who I am. And if you know who I am, you know who you are. And when my wife began to understand who God is, and then by that who she is, then she was able to see who we were. And the truth of the situation of our relationship was revealed to her because she knew who she was. I mean, the only reason why we're together is because she knew who she was, and she was identified with the truth, the source of all truth. She could see the truth of our situation. Even when I slipped on the way here, God had already provided her with the truth. He had already shown her the vision of what I've done, what I was going to go through, what she was going to see. But he's told her, don't let that go. Don't let that mess you up. And you know, 7 years from now, you know, we're still here. I remember there was one time when I began to think about, Lord, I'm going across the country. I ain't got no family there. I ain't got no job. I don't really have nothing really to offer this woman. Maybe this is the wrong thing. And God began to speak to me and revealed to me the truth of this situation. And I wasn't able to see, you know, every day, but I was able to see that this was truly, truly my wife. I knew who I was, you know, and I knew that the God I serve was going to give me the truth in every situation, and so I was able to go forward. So I don't know if that means anything, but I just said that to tell you to hold on, sister. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, my dear sisters, you know, because you know who you are. You'll always know the truth.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Brother Eric. And yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is Juliet.
Hi,
Hey, I just wanted to say that I've tremendously grown on this line as well. I've had people speak into my life prophetically, telling me, I have a gift and I need to step outside of the four walls of my church and go around to other churches. And it's a blessing that God brought me to this line, because I'm still ministering where I'm at, but I've been fed so much, you know, on this line. And I may not be always talking, but I'm listening. Like I was just witnessing about how we've been talking about witnessing, and I've been this week been really trying to do that at my job, or wherever I am, but mainly at my job, because there's a lot of spirits up on in that place. And I was becoming to the point where I was beginning to go into the spirit of hibernation and feeling, you know, not feeling like I was a difference. But after listening to the line and listening to everybody speak, you know, it has propelled me to move forward. And I also just wanted to say that, you know, there's a scripture that says that my spirit bears, well, I'm putting in my own words, but my spirit bears witness with your spirit that we, you know, that we're a child of God, we're the children of God. And I know sometimes when I'm on this line, how you know your family is because when you know, it's like when you're around somebody for a long time, like your children or siblings or parents, and you can just feel it, you can just hear it in their voice. You don't have to see them, but you can just hear in their voice, and you can feel in your spirit when that person needs prayer, when you need to tell that person that you love them or listening, you know, are you feeling them, and that lets me know, because I feel some, as you know, you guys on this line, and the Lord will tell me who I should be praying for or who I need to reach out to, and that's because we belong to the same Father. And that also, to me, bears witness that we're, you know, on the right path. I'm in the right company of people. I'm with my family. Because Jesus said, it's not my blood, it's those that do the will of the Father. That's my children. And So that's what I get from this line, you know. And I just want to say that. And thank, like, Eddie says all the time, thank God for you saying yes.
Amen.
Because look at all the lives that have been touched.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I am so proud of you. I know I've said it and I say it, but I am so proud of you. To watch, I get a different view of her through a different lens than most of the people on the call. And when I tell you her level of humility, and this is not to puff her up or anything like that, I just want to speak the truth, her level of humility and wanting to get it right is just absolutely amazing. It's real. And so I'm proud of you. Sharing intimate details about your life is not easy, but that's what we get when we tell God that we are willing to live our lives out loud. And like an idiot, I said the same thing. Not an idiot, but you know what I'm saying. Like, just willing to live my life out loud, and I have for a long time, and it's not always easy, but the things that we go through. See, how can we know that there is a God who will comfort us if we don't go through situations? How can others get the strength to stand still and see the hand of the Lord unless they see others do it? We need examples and we need witnesses, and God provides that through some of us who He makes a choice of. And I was talking about being a living witness. I was talking about living the other day when I did the declaration. I talked about being a living epistle, being a witness. This is another way to be a witness, because how many know this could have gone completely, downhill, and could been nasty and, you know, accusatory and, you know, all of that other kind of stuff. You know, the other thing that that I heard revealed to me was the engagement period is still an investigatory period for the couple. You're not married yet. There's still time. It's time for you to do further, more in-depth investigation on each other. Not like out of malicious, you know, a malicious heart or what have you, but it allows you to continue to do, well, maybe I should say fact-finding still. You know, nothing is written in stone. The other side of it is that there are so many women who are so desperate and maybe men who might say, to save face, I'm gonna just believe God and He gonna work everything out. I can change that person. I can do this and I can do that. And, you know, instead of listening to the voice of God, end up in a situation where they have regrets. And I'm so glad that is not you. I love you, and just keep going. Because we win if we don't quit.
Thank you, Dion. This is Pamela, and I want to piggyback on what Jane was just saying. I'm so proud of you as well, and I appreciate your honesty and just being strong. I mean, such a strong woman of God, and I just appreciate you. I love you, and I'm thankful for this call. I'm thankful for your openness and just being genuine and, you know, just standing up and being the woman of God that God has called you to be, and being accountable. And I just appreciate that in you.
Hey, Dion. This
hey.
Hey, I'm proud of you, too. You know, people are always watching us. And, yes, I've been watching you. From the first time I got on this call, I knew that this is where the Lord told me to go. Not that I'm not getting the teachings at my church or anything like that, but I needed more than that. And I say it all the time, this call is a lifeline for somebody. I just thank you for your obedience. You know, God tells us to do things all the time. Sometimes we do that C word. No, not C. P word. We procrastinate. But I thank you for being obedient to the call that God had you. And thank you for your transparency. I love you. I really do. I love you, and God bless you, and continue to do God's work. Be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you desperately. Thank you for being my family, and I'll thank you in advance for not reading into it too hard, not thinking too hard. It is what it is. And again, just because how I'm called to live my life, I get, I understand. But just know this, nothing's wasted. Nothing's wasted. In every situation, you better walk away with something. I don't care if it's a rock. Because I believe David killed Goliath with a stone, honey, a smooth one.
Hey, Deanna, I was thinking of
Amen. Amen.
Uh-oh, sorry. Lisa, Jeff, and who else was that I heard?
Renee. I was saying.
Go ahead, Lisa. No,
I was saying real quick how Tim was talking. I was thinking about, you know, there's another call called Life After. Like, there is life after this. There will be victory after this. Just the fact that, you know, we are able to share our stories, we do show that there is life after whatever it is. You know, there's life after divorce. There's life after the loss of a loved one. There's life after the diagnosis. There's life after. And guess what? Not only is there life, but the Lord Jesus Christ said there's abundant life that he came to give us. So, that's something to think about.
Amen. Amen. Renee?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, Lord. Go ahead, Monty.
I missed your declaration, but Cedric heard it, and he was saying it was really awesome. And then I missed what you were saying earlier, but I'm kind of getting an idea of what it's about with me and Cedric was in a heated discussion. But I just wanted to tell you, I thank you for all your transparency and sharing your life journey with us, your children. You shared the stories with them and then with you, and it because of your transparency, a lot of us can push forward on a daily basis. So I love you, and I appreciate you so much. I appreciate your sound when you open your mouth, when you share, when you teach, just everything. And just keep pushing forward, and you will know. You will know. You will hear it in your ear, the ringing in your ear, when the time is right. I love you.
Amen. Love you too, Monty. Go ahead, my brother Jeff.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Such an awakening call this morning. Thank you that I wasn't asleep this morning when the call went forth. I came in and you were sharing about, well, it'll come back to me, but I'm just grateful that I was able to make a portion of the call this morning to hear that if I don't be careful, I can fall asleep. And that I ain't falling asleep today because of declare victory. You know, it's like you touched on so much, you know, how Paul said that he was the least of the apostles. But look how God used him mightily after the fact that he was the persecutor, you know what I'm saying, of Christians. So you shared something the other day about things changing for you in your life when you really realize that as a believer, you had power in your life. And I heard that out of everything that you shared the other day, I heard that things really changed when you came into the knowledge of that you had power as a believer. And today, this morning, I'm listening to your declaration, and I hear you say that God could use me in my brokenness. You know, God, you mean the fact that I struggle with reading and writing and spelling, you could still use me? I struggle with procrastination that hinders me and hurt me. You could still use me? I like, Lord, have mercy. I keep hearing you say that this is a training ground. Training ground for what, Jeff? You in a battle for your eternal salvation. So the enemy, he don't want me. He want me to fall asleep. He don't want me to know and believe that I have power through Christ Jesus. So I'm definitely going to listen to the playback today. And oftentimes, I record it. I listen to the playback. I got my old school tape recorder, and I record it. So today, I'm going to listen to the playback. I'm going to record it so I can play it over and over and over again, because sometimes I just can't find it on the app. So I didn't know you was up at 3 o'clock this morning trying to make sure we can get through. But I'm grateful that I didn't sleep through the call this morning. So, thank you, Lord. I'm not going to quit. Thank you, Lord God, that y'all spoke that into my spirit, that I will win if I don't quit. So that favorite scripture of yours, Romans, what is it, 8 and whatever? Okay. Yes. That everything, that all of my brokenness is a part of God's plan. It's gonna work out to his good in my favor. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna hold on to that I got power as a believer in Christ Jesus.
You sure do. You absolutely do. That's a fact. And once you understand whatever you say, we believe you. Whatever you say. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. That's not my opinion. That's the word of God. I've learned how to speak well of things in spite of what I see, in spite of what I hear, and in spite of what I feel. I mean, in spite of what I feel, and hold on to that which I hear that I know is the truth. And we are not moved by what we see. We are only moved by the word of God. Amen. Anybody else this morning before we get ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, Renee, a couple of things that you said in the declaration, simple but profound, and these are like little gold nuggets that kind of resonate. But a couple of things you said, what you see will always grow. What you strengthen will be strong. Are you alive or are you simply existing? You've already been given every single thing you need. And with that being said, it's more important for me to be in God's will than for any of my own personal desires, anything I think I may want or need. And this is kind of in contrast with what everybody else is saying with your announcement this morning. There is no need to be embarrassed because, honey, if God is not in it, I don't want any parts of it. If it's not in God's will, so sorry. And that is huge for me. I'm sold out for whatever God tells me to do. That's it. No matter what the circumstances, nobody else's opinion matters. It doesn't matter what aspect in my life that it pertains to, whether it's personal, on the job, or whatever. I just want to be in God's will and be obedient to what he says
is right for my life. So with that being said, when I first got on the call, two things that I said. Number one, I called it my lifeline. And number two, I said, your obedience is the gateway to our deliverance. So I bless God for your obedience and how everyone on this call has been blessed.
Amen. Amen. Super humbling. All of the comments are super humbling. Knowing that I probably want to get underneath this couch that I'm sitting on. But you just kind of get to a point, where I don't know about you guys, but, you know, when you lord your own life, which I did for many years, and, you know, I'm a whole entire woman. And, you know, I've been single for a really, really long time through grace. But God has kept me, you know, he's preserved me. And Tanya told me the other day, she was like, Didi, have you listened to T.D. Jakes' Thanksgiving message? And I listened to it, and it reminded me, it was ridiculously awesome. It was so my life. It was so my life, like the entire. And it was like just for me, and God's hand has been on my life for so long. And he was talking about people talking about the hand of God is on that child life, you know, and everything is good and great and wonderful. Truth is, that ain't been my life. My life hasn't been good and great and wonderful and fabulous. But I know that God's hand is on my life. And I know that he's placed me in certain situations because he built me up so that I could take it. And he's given me the grace to go through it and to let people know there's life after brokenness, there's life after trial and tribulation, there's life after hardship and test, there's life after disappointment and frustration, there is life after abandonment and rejection, there's life after all of the things that have culminated your existence today. That none of it is accidental. None of it is coincidental. God built you for that. And that if you keep your hand in his, and if you stay the course and you focus on his perfect will and design for your life, those things will be almost like water off a duck's back. And you'll see that your thought process will begin to evolve. Make sure that you are speaking life at all times. You ever had a conversation with somebody and every cotton picking thing they say is negative? Like, do you have, what are you happy about? Can you tell me that, Pooh? I cannot take. And only I'm a hopeless optimist. I am crazy enough to believe the word that says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And as ridiculous as circumstances may appear to be, it is not by any coincidental measure that God makes that be the truth in my life. That where things looked impossible, he made a way. Where things looked inevitably boom and gloom, he somehow managed to give me some sunshine. He somehow managed that thing, honestly, during the course of dealing with my son being diagnosed with cancer, and, you know, looking at a screen where he had a tumor from the top of his head to the base of his spine, it's like that is what carried me through. So I don't apologize for it. It gave me some safe space to land in those moments where I felt like I was going to die. You hear me? I felt like I was going to die. But God loved me so much that he would give me a glimpse of his desire for me. And even though it didn't work out the way that maybe I had planned it or seen it, even though
the perfect fit that it could have been, it is not. I needed that in that moment. I needed to see some hope. He loved me so much, he gave me that. And now that I'm better and we're managing his illness, and, you know, that it's very important that I'm there and I'm present. And it gave me a reason to be present. It gave me something extra to do than to focus on my baby being sick, because I don't know what would have happened. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I get it today. And, you know, I can still stand on his promises, because they're always yes and amen. God never changes his mind about your destiny. He does not. And I don't care how long it takes, but let me tell you a little secret, baby. What I'm going to do is wait. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I ain't rushing, running, hurrying to be nothing but nobody. At all. No destiny over. Over. Period. With no apology. Nope, not doing that. Sorry. Try again, honey. Amen. Anybody else have anything? It is after the hour, of course, but I believe necessary. Thank you all. I don't know that we lost much of anybody this morning, and I just pray this for everybody listening under the sound of my voice, that God will give you an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church, that no matter what you're going through right now today, what you may be in the middle of, that he strengthens your heart, that you be encouraged that he's not forgotten you, and yes, that he has an absolute plan for your life. Yes, who is that?
I'm sorry, this is Cindy right quick. I'm sorry. Okay. I've just been listening to everything. Everything was beautiful. You know, I had to come to grips with, when I got married more than 10 years ago, I didn't have the courage to call it off when I should have. I was advised to, I knew I should have, but I didn't have that courage. So I'm just so encouraged by your courage today. And I just wanted to tell you that, courage is very important, and I'm learning that. And, so I just wanted to share that. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too, Cindy girl. Love you too.
Dion, hold on. That right there, that's what I'm talking about. People, and I'm not calling Cindy desperate at all, but people, because of embarrassment or because of shame. And to be honest, my first marriage to my children's father, I shouldn't have married him. I saw the sign, but I was so young. I was 19. But it was like in my, something didn't feel right. He actually called it off. He did. But I was embarrassed. Oh, my God, what are people going to say? It's your whole life. This is your whole entire life. And then I brought children into that marriage that ultimately ended up, and nothing was wasted. I learned so much. But having the courage, not even just about relationships and stuff like that, having the courage to do that which is right when the Lord says, no, stop. Having the courage to do that. And forget about what people say. People are going to have something to say anyway. I know that it sounds like, well, you don't understand. Well, but still, people are going to have something to say. No, doing what we know is right. And so one of the things that I, again, can appreciate about the call, too, is that we're learning how to do those things. We hear the word, the preached word, over the pulpit or during our Bible studies, but we don't have a chance to ask questions or get clarity and stuff like that in most cases. Whereas in this venue, the life, experiences that we go through, we have an opportunity to ask questions. We have an opportunity to watch somebody go through something and to watch them do it transparently. That is amazing, as Dee Dee has coined that word for us here in Victorville. So thank you for sharing that, Cindy.
And I got to say this too, Dion. Thank you, Cindy, for that segue. And Dion, because so many times we get caught up in the wedding and not the marriage. So, you know, I got you. I'm going to sing still, and I love you so much.
I love you, too. Love you, too.
Oh, you're in this class, too.
Uh-oh, who is that?
That's me, Connie.
Hey, Connie.
I wanted to tell you thank you, too, because
just like you, I did the whole like public relationship and whatnot. But I remember, oh God, say to me, my showcase, I'm talking about Connie. I remember I heard God say to me as I was sitting there and I was listening to this man talk to me. And I remember so many things that Connie needed to fix. And I remember looking at that man saying, I ain't your wife. You love me. My husband would not find things to fix on me when I know perfectly well you don't even really know me. Because if you had known me, you would have known what I've already done, what God has already done, rather. And I remember thinking to myself, this is going to be embarrassing going back to church. I literally almost allowed myself to get caught in a state of depression. But do you know, when I made a decision, when I said, God, this is what my yes required. And I remember laying on my face, on my prayer towel and my tallit cloth. Prior to that, hear me now, 3 months, well, 4 months prior to that, I had laid on my face to get clarity. And God began to show me things. And I gave him another yes then. And when I said, I'm not your wife, I love you enough for you to have what you need because I'm not it. And I remember laying on my face. I had missed a couple of weeks because I had literally changed my location of my church. But I still, my spiritual dad, I was still a member there. I just was going to another location, another campus, which is that. So I remember going back, and I stepped in there, and one of the things that my mom and dad love about me is that I'm always accountable. So I remember walking after service, and I walked up, and they were so happy to see me. And with my tears were watering up, but it wasn't because I was embarrassed anymore. It was because of the fact that they said to me, I'm so proud of you. I watched you grow in this ministry. I watched everything that you've done with your life in spite of the fiery darts, the stumbling blocks. And now, and I remember my spiritual mom said, I know it might be embarrassing. She said, but look how strong you are. You are. She said, you're a bad sister. Look how fine you look. And I just laughed and tears welled up in my eyes because of the strength. But I'm going to my point. I laid on my face with my tallit cloth and but tears in my face, I said, God, is this another yes? Is this one of those another yes moments? And he said, but I love you. I'm all you need. Watch what I do next. And do you know literally how many doors opened up for me right after that moment? So many doors. And I can literally see. I couldn't write. I couldn't focus because I was engulfed into a relationship of what could have been. And when I finally, like, prayed 4 months prior and I watched how God was answering without saying a word because I had to watch the actions of the person, but I had to watch what God was saying, but I love you, but I love you, but I love you. I got a need for you. There's still, I got a work for you to do. When you give God another yes, that's what you do. You just say, okay, God, yes. This is not for me. Okay, God, yes, all right. I'm going to keep pressing. I'm doing ministry. No matter what, I'll wait for you because this. I want God's choice. I can't afford to be going around in circles because of what other people think or what the church perceives or what people want me to do or what my flesh want me to do because let's be real. It's not easy to just tell your flesh, no, you can't have that either. You're going to get what God wants you to have. So I commend you on making the decision, because even after that, you know, you called me within 3 weeks later and said, I need you to get on this call. I need you. Doors will open up for you systematically, and God begins to open up rivers and streams and wells and vineyards. I'm telling you, God is not forgotten, and God keeps all of his promises. I know. I'm a living witness. I'm a testimony. I know what he will do if you give him another yes.
Amen.
Public yes and private yes.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Juju. Go ahead, Juliet.
Uh-oh. Who was that about to talk? Wasn't it Juliet? Or no? Was that Trevor? Okay. Maybe you changed your mind. All right, y'all. Well, y'all know it's 8 a million. We are past our hour. For those that can, if you would try to jump on the other call with me for literally 5 minutes, just 5 minutes. I just want to make sure you can get through. It's not a struggle. It's not a challenge. The number is posted in the Victory Room. And just a quick shout out also, I think, for Bishop and the conference. Just FYI, the information is also posted in the Victory Room. I love you. I pray today's call blessed you. I pray that you go and you grow in love. Be the Jesus that somebody needs to see. Don't do it. Don't do anything without first consulting our Father. And if you got to do it afraid, go ahead, honey. Make waves. Make the devil mad, honey, where he thought you would shut up. Open up your big old mouth and declare victory over your life and keep going. By all means, you'll win if you don't quit. I ain't got time to quit, y'all. I'm still going, still going, still going. Just call me Energizer. Let's get it. Love you guys. Have a great day. I'll hear you guys on Monday. And I'm calling the other line right this second. Love you, too.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.